You're listening to Caffeine and Chaos, the podcast for moms by a mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. Hello. Welcome back to Caffeine and Chaos. I know it's been a while. I could say what I usually say, which is it's been really busy, but you guys know that by now. It's a thing. Okay? It's a thing. Just assume that every time I record a podcast, I could get on here and say, it's been really busy. And it has been, because that's just our life. But thankfully, I think we are entering a little bit of a calmer season. I feel like it's finally fall here in Okinawa, which is amazing because it's been so flipping hot. Guys, hear me out. I'm an Alaska girl through and through. I never thought I would say that. I grew up in Southeast Alaska, where it rained probably 300 out of 365 days a year, and our average temperature was in the 50s and 60s, okay? I took it for granted growing up. I really did. And now, as an adult, being married, I have lived in North Carolina, which is incredibly hot in the summer, so hot you could cook an egg on the sidewalk, so hot that you couldn't even walk outside most days without feeling like you were gonna die. But they had actual fall and winter, okay? Then we moved to Okinawa, which we had heard, oh, hey, you know, be warned, it's really hot in Okinawa. Okay, yeah, cool, we're coming from North Carolina where it's super humid and hot all the time in the summer. No, this is totally different ballgame out here. And so it has been an intense summer with intense heat. I don't think I ever thought it could be so hot and so humid somewhere. I have learned that I am 100% a dry heat person. I can handle 100 degrees if there's no humidity. But you had humidity and a heat index of like 110, 115, where you walk outside your front door and you feel like you had to take another shower. It's a hopeless cause. So the summers here are not my friend. But it's beautiful here, so it kind of outweighs it. If I can be somewhere with air conditioning and enjoy outside at the same time, we're on a level here that's works really well for me. But it's been very hot here this summer. We have not spent a lot of time outside because it's been so hot. And I've had a lot of family and friends who have commented on my Instagram and Facebook stuff and said like, oh, wow, you guys spend a lot of time inside. I would think you'd be outside more. Okay, well, first of all, I have three kids, and going anywhere with three kids here is just not conducive. Three young kids. If my kids were older, totally doable. Three younger kids in Japan is a little bit more of a challenge because a lot of places just aren't built for you to take a double stroller to. And that's okay. It's totally 100% okay. But it makes getting out a little bit more of a challenge. And then any other place you want to go, like a park during the day, it's way too hot. And the beach is just asking for an accident to happen because three kids and water and one parent doesn't mix. Actually, when we first moved here, we almost had a drowning incident at the beach. And after that, I was pretty much like, hey, we're not doing this again without another adult. So we haven't, but we have been able to go to the beach this summer with Tyler in tow a couple times, and that's been great. So we're making the best of it. But now we're heading into the fall. The weather's cooling down. I will say the leaves change color here too. It's very strange to see leaves change color, and it's still 90 degrees outside, but they change color nonetheless, and it's been really enjoyable to see that. And they started selling pumpkins at the commissary, so I bought a ton of pumpkins and decorated our porch. I'm probably the only person in our entire neighborhood with anything on our front porch that says, welcome fall, but here I am because I love fall. I've always loved fall. I have zero explanation for it. I think it's because that Southeast Alaska girl in me could wear boots and leggings and jeans and hoodies all day long, every day, every single day of the year. And living in Alaska, you could. And now I live places where you can't. So I am fully grasping onto all of the fall vibes while we can. I sit in my house with the air conditioning at 68 degrees all the time, simply so I can wear a hoodie and sip hot apple cider and not feel like I'm dying. So that's our fall update over here. Besides that, we're just doing life. I feel like just between three kids and a husband who has a really crazy job, and it's about to get even crazier. We are actually in for a big transition in our family. Probably one of the biggest transitions the Marine Corps has taken us through. In a while, there will be more on that later as we can talk more about it. But kind of preparing over the next couple months for a really big transition for our family. Our dynamic is going to look a lot different. But I'm not going into it with fear. I'm a planner, and so a lot of the changes that have happened in my married life, being married to someone in the Marine Corps, I've definitely headed into a lot of those with a lot of fear and trepidation, not in a healthy way, because you can't really plan for those things. You just kind of have to jump off the cliff and trust that your parachute's gonna follow behind somewhere, somehow, even if it's just a couple inches before you hit the ground, at least you'll have something to break your fall. And so I've always had a lot of anxiety and stress over these changes, but I'm actually doing my best to head into this transitional time with a really positive mindset and not going in with too many high expectations for myself, but also going in with a positive mindset that, yes, this is going to be different. Yes, it's going to be really hard to adjust this the first few weeks, but I'm confident that I can do this, and I need to be more confident in my ability as a mom to handle really hard situations and to parent my three kids by myself. And I need to be more confident to ask for help. It's been really hard to do that here because we moved here and then COVID happened. And as silly as I think all this COVID stuff is, like, I get it. I do get it. But it's been really hard to make connections with other people because we haven't been able to meet a lot of people. Even at our church, my husband and I were just having a conversation last week. And I've probably said this before on the podcast, but for so many months, we weren't allowed to go to church physically. And so the one place that we actually made a lot of connections and made the majority of our friends in North Carolina was somewhere we weren't allowed to go and connect when we first moved here. And so that really caused a huge gap in building relationships for us. But now we're getting into the church, we're getting plugged in, and I feel like we're starting to make headway with making friends and meeting families. So I'm hoping as we start to head toward this transition, it will be easier knowing that we have a good church. We're starting to get plugged in. The majority of my nervousness lies in not having friends here and not having a lot of connections and people who I know I can call up or text in the event of an emergency and have them here. And I definitely had that in North Carolina. And that's just part of living in a new place. That would happen no matter where we lived. But here it certainly is different because it's also not like I could call our family and they could be here, you know, in 24 to 48 hours on a plane if something happened. It's quite different than that because it's just not going to happen right now. So that's probably the part I'm the most anxious about, but heading into it, trying to stay positive, trying to stay optimistic, pushing myself out of my comfort zone a little bit. Thankfully, we are very busy. In a positive way, I feel like our schedule's been really loaded. Between I'm teaching one day a week at our homeschool co-op, I'm tutoring a couple other students virtually right now, and I'm absolutely loving that. That has been such a great outlet for me, and I've loved it. My business, my cake business, is booming. I have been completely blown away by the community here. My family has been so blessed, and I am so glad that I had friends and my husband to encourage me, like, just take the leap of faith, just do your cakes out here. And I have, and I've been able to run a very successful business. I've also been able to donate things to families in ROM and families in our neighborhood. And it's been one highlight and one joy through all of the tough stuff we've been dealing with the last couple months. So that's been great, but it's also nice now that as we're kind of transitioning in our family and in my husband's job, that I can take a little bit of a step back and still have confidence that I can still do that, have that outlet, but also be more present for my kids. So that's been really nice too. So that's kind of our little family update. But okay, let's talk about today's topic. I'm going to do my best not to ramble. But per the usual, you know, sometimes I get on rabbit trails, and that's okay. It's the beauty of a podcast. But the title of today's episode is, please don't judge us, but we don't ... I'm going to speak about something very specific, but this can apply to just about anything when it comes to decisions made in parenting. Okay, I could take this topic line and attach it to quite a few things that we choose to do in our home that other people may not do. But I'm going to talk about something that has really been on my mind a lot lately. Let me put a disclaimer, okay? Don't come for me. Don't come hunt me down and tell me that I'm a horrible person because of what I talk about today. Here's what I'm not doing. I am not judging anybody. You're going to hear me repeat constantly in this podcast. If you make a different choice than we do, that's great. You're your children's parent. I'm my children's parent. Simply all that I'm doing in this podcast is using this example, this specific example, because it's current in our family. It's something my husband and I have been talking about a lot lately, and that I've had a couple different conversations with other people about, and it spurned on the idea to do this particular topic. So this isn't me judging you for making a different choice than us. If you make a different choice, that's great. Just like I say to most people when we tend to disagree, hey, if you're going to make that choice for your kids, I still think you're a good mom. You know why? Because you're proactively making a choice for your kids. That's a good mom. That's you doing your job. That's great. And this is just me making a different choice, and that makes me a good mom because I'm being proactive and making a choice for my own kids. Cool. So the only reason why I'm using this example is because it's been recent in our house. It's recent on everybody's mind. Maybe by now you know where I'm going with this, but I promise this is not me being judgmental, just using this as an example. Okay. I love fall. I know I said that. I am fall obsessed. I am an apple cider, salted caramel latte. You could put your pumpkin spice in the trash. That's my 10 cents. Gross. If you like it, please, you are more than welcome to it. I am, however, not a pumpkin spice girl. My husband makes jokes all the time. He'll bring home a coffee and be like, oh, I got you a pumpkin spice latte. And I'll literally be like, you can put that right in the garbage. The man is smart enough to have never actually brought me a pumpkin spice latte, though. I love the pumpkins. I love the colors. I love the season. It's just one of my favorites. And I think it's just that feeling of coziness, and we're entering into literally my all-time favorite holidays in the entire year, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Okay. My house is like Whoville at Christmas time. Okay. I love Christmas, but that's a different topic for a different time. Fall is great. It makes me feel cozy. It makes me feel, I don't know, just like so much closer to family. I love it. I love the season. And for some reason, my whole entire life, October has always been my favorite month out of the year. There is zero reason for that, guys. My birthday is not in October. My mom's birthday is in October. And she's a fabulous person. I adore my mom. But her birthday has nothing to do with the reason why it's my favorite month. I think it's just because, you know, September, by the time we roll around to mid-August, I'm over summer. I'm like, okay, peace out. Like, here's my pumpkins and my apple cider, like, ready to go. Boots on, leggings, all right, cool. But September rolls around. It was always the start of school. I loved going to school growing up, so I was always really focused on that. But October, I feel like people are kind of settled into the, like, okay, this is fall, like, fall vibes. Okay, cool. We're ready to go, right? So I think that's why October is one of my favorites. Plus, growing up, my family took the time in October to travel and kind of put our family back together. My dad had a job that took him away 6 months out of the year. It wasn't like having a parent in the military or deployed, but he was gone in a different way. He worked away from home. So we took October to kind of put the pieces of our family back together, and we got to travel all over and see some really cool things. So that could be the reason why it's my favorite. But there is one day during the month of October that has always been very awkward for me. That's really the best word to use. That was the word I used when sharing this conversation with my husband the other day. I think you may know what I'm getting at. I'm talking about Halloween. This is the part where I once again say, I'm not judging you for your parenting choices, so don't come for me in the middle of the night, okay? Don't hunt me down and get mad at me. My family didn't celebrate Halloween growing up. That was a choice my parents made. I think they did a great job of offering us really great alternatives. I don't recall, and there was probably a handful of times, But I really don't recall times growing up as a kid where I begged my parents to go trick-or-treating or dress up or buy costumes or any of that. I really don't. And I think it's because my parents did such a great job of saying, hey, you know, we're not going to do this, but here's the alternative that we are offering. And it was always super fun, and we got to spend time with our friends and other families. And I didn't feel like I was ever deprived of anything as a child. Okay, I still got candy. We still went out and did super fun stuff. I was never deprived as a child because my parents chose not to do Halloween. Okay. My husband's family kind of did the same thing. We grew up very similar home backgrounds. And so when we got married, it was just wasn't something we ever discussed. It didn't even cross my mind to discuss it. And so when we had kids, of course, you have a child and everybody asks, like, oh, what's your kid going to be for Halloween? Well, for Easton's first year, I have to think back. I was thinking about this the other day and I couldn't remember then. And I'm not sure I can remember now. Easton's first Halloween, I don't even know what we did, if I'm being honest. I think we sat at home and did nothing. The next year we had people who to become very, very close friends with, and they kind of used Halloween. They went out trick-or-treating with their kids, but they also kind of use it as like their, here's fall, big family get together. They make the same meal every year on Halloween. We'd get together and play games. And so we would go over and we dressed Easton and Wyatt up. And last year we dressed Addie up, and we didn't spend money on the costumes. I made them. But we would go around with them, and the kids were way too young to understand what was going on. But we would go for the purpose of spending time with friends, and then afterwards go to their house and have dinner and play games. And for us, it was time to be together with friends who we considered our family when we were away from our own family. Besides that, we didn't decorate for Halloween. We didn't really acknowledge it. We didn't spend any money to invest in the holiday. Moving here to Okinawa, it didn't even cross my mind, like, oh, hey, this year when we had these holidays, like, we're going to have to figure out what we want to do, because the traditions that we kind of established over the last several years, we're not going to have this year. Okay, for instance, we've spent Thanksgiving with my best friend and her family for the last 2 years. This year, we have to kind of do our own thing. We have spent every Christmas since we've been married with my family, whether it was at their house or our house or at a beach condo. We were always with other family, and this year we don't have that. So the idea of having to establish our own traditions and kind of start our own thing suddenly became very intimidating to me. And I wasn't so much intimidated with Thanksgiving and Christmas, but whenever the topic of Thanksgiving would come up, I would kind of be like, oh yeah, that's right. Okay, well, you know, the kind of tradition that we had before that we were actually semi-comfortable with, now it's kind of weird and I don't really know what to say. And this was no one's fault. This was my own fault that I let myself feel that way. But I was telling my husband, I almost felt a little bit pressured by people. And so people would say, like, oh, what are your kids dressing up for as Halloween? And I'd come up with something. And I did have an idea in my mind. It was a legitimate idea. But I just suddenly realized, like, I feel really pressured to do this. Like, I feel like we're new to a community and we need to connect with people. And I'm so desperate to make friends and so desperate to have relationships and fit in with people that I'm willing to do something that I personally am uncomfortable with to make connections. And so as my husband and I started talking about it, I really began to realize how uncomfortable he has always been with Halloween. It's not his thing at all whatsoever, and it's something that we had disagreed on in years past, even when it came to just the idea of just going trick-or-treating. And so as we really started to think about it, and I started to kind of almost get anxious as the holiday came closer, and now here we are in October, and everybody's talking about, you know, oh, what are your kids going to be for Halloween? I was having a conversation with a mom one day, and I looked at her, and without even thinking about it, because I'd had a response up until then. It's like, oh, we're going to dress the kids up as, you know, thus and such, and we're going to walk around the neighborhood, and then we'll do our thing or whatever. I looked at this mom, and I said, you know, I don't think we're going to do Halloween this year. And I kind of stood there like, oh, I really just said that. Like, okay, what do I say now if she asks me about that? Because I just wasn't even prepared to say that. And she kind of looked at me, and I'm really glad that for the first person I said this to, I had a positive response, because I'm not really sure how I would have responded if her response had been along the lines of some of the others I've received. But her response was, well, good for you guys. Like, you're parents and you can make a different choice than me for your kids. That's awesome. And I looked at her and I said, well, I don't want you to think that I'm judging you, because I'm not. Like, if you're choosing to celebrate Halloween with your kids, that's your thing. But it's not for our family. And her response to me was the best, when she said, Halloween isn't for everyone. And I agree with her. It's not. And it's definitely not for our family. I was really challenged by another podcasting mom who I'm very good friends with, actually. She's one of those people who I feel like I could have a conversation about anything with, and she's going to be really honest but really loving in her response. But she had posted on her Instagram story about why their family isn't doing Halloween. And she had really just encouraged her listeners, you know, go do your research about stuff. Being educated and researching things is never wrong. It's never wrong for you to say, like, you know, I read this and it really just didn't sit well with me, or, you know, I've been reading more about this and we may just be making some changes. But she explained, you know, based off of her research, that there were some reasons behind why her and her husband had decided that we're just not going to celebrate Halloween, and that's okay. But she did also say that they offered alternatives for their kids. And so, you know, I'm a researcher by nature, and I took her advice and started doing some research, and I agreed. I found some things I was very uncomfortable with, and there are certain things that I recently have taken a very strong stand on that I realized were very prevalent around the time of Halloween, and I just couldn't in my heart support a holiday that in turn allowed for more of these things that I'm so firmly against to happen. If that doesn't make sense and you want to know, you can message me, but I'm not going to get into that on the podcast. But then what really hit home for me, they had put out Halloween decor at our PX, which is like our mini department store here on the military basis. And I had gone with the kids one day to the toy store section. Okay, mind you, a children's toy store. Okay, they have the main PX where they had some Halloween decor, but they had put the predominance of it in the part of the PX where it's mostly children's toys and like outdoor gear. And I had Wyatt and Addison in the car, and Easton was walking behind me. And as we walked in, it didn't even faze me what was put out. Most of the time, things like that don't. But Easton had stopped walking, and he was standing in the entryway. And at first, I felt really bad after, but I thought he was just being stubborn. So I shouted him, you know, hey, come on, let's go. And then I realized he was standing there crying, and he was shaking. And they had, along the wall, put out, I don't know what they were, if they were candy bowls or what they were, but the depiction on them was of the clown It. I've never seen the movie, but the clown itself is freaky enough for me. And he kept pointing at it, and all he kept saying to me was, it's scary, it's scary. And it suddenly hit me as a mom. If my 3-year-old can be so terrified by something that it makes him stop in the middle of a department store and cry and start shaking like that, as a mom, what that told me is that my uneasiness about something, my feeling that maybe this isn't something that I just don't want to choose for our family right now, it really confirmed for me that it's okay to make choices sometimes in my parenting that are unpopular. And it's okay for me to tell people, you know, we didn't really know what we were going to do 4 months ago, but we've really been thinking about it, and my husband and I got on the same page and decided that we're just not going to do Halloween this year. Now, we'll be home, and we're going to pass out candy to kids in our neighborhood, because I believe that that's an opportunity to build relationships and to show our neighbors that we're friendly and we're here. And we understand that, especially living on an island here in a foreign country, the military community is what you have. Okay, we don't have family who can fly here. We don't have very close friends. This community, our neighborhood, is what we've got. And so to reach out in kindness and to say hello to our neighbors and to give their kids candy and to make connections and introduce ourselves, I don't see anything wrong with that, okay? That's an opportunity for us to show our door is open and we want to be a home that welcomes people. But for us to dress our kids up and go out and participate in those things when there's the potential for my toddler to have that experience again where he's so terrified that he's crying and shaking, as a mom, it was just something in my heart that I said, you know what? My 3-year-old just taught me the biggest lesson I've ever learned as a parent. And that's that it is okay for me to go with my gut, Because if I'm feeling uneasy about something, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be a good fit for my kids. And more than anyone else, I know my kids the best. You know, my husband works a lot and he's a great dad. He's a great parent, but I'm with my kids 24/7. I know my kids better than anybody else. And for my 3-year-old to be so terrified by something and for me to feel so uneasy about something that it almost gave me anxiety thinking about, what are we going to do? What's our decision going to be? It just affirmed for me that it is okay to make choices that may be contradictory to the mainstream parenting style of the day. Now, don't get me wrong, I have had a couple negative discussions about this. I had a mom who told me that I was depriving my children of something, that I overthought it, and that I just needed to get out of my Christian mindset when it came to holidays like this. You know what? That's that person's opinion, and I'm really sorry that they feel that way. Because I'm not judging them for choosing to take their child trick-or-treating. Hey, if that's what you want to do with your kids, go for it. I'm not their parent. You are. That's your choice, not mine. But I'm going to make a different choice for my kids. And so that was kind of where the title of today's episode came from. I was having a conversation about all this with my husband, and I just thought to myself, you know, sometimes I just want to look at people and say, please don't judge me, but we don't do Halloween. We don't do this. We don't do that. And sometimes as moms, I think we feel this pressure to start our conversations that way. You know, please don't judge me, but we don't do this, or we do do this. And I think it's so sad that we live in a society where there's so much pressure on moms and so much pressure on parents in general, that we feel like when we make a decision that's against the common flow, that we almost have to be on our knees begging people to not judge us for different parenting choices. So where am I going with this? Because this isn't an episode about whether or not you choose to do Halloween, okay? Because as I said, you could interchange Halloween with any parenting choice, okay? And I promise you, my husband and I make some parenting choices that are pretty different from mainstream, and we're okay with that. Because thankfully, we have friends who do make the same choices, and we have friends who don't. What it's about is about being respectful to other people. Okay, guys, I've said this so many times in my podcast. Parenting is really hard. Being a mom is really hard. I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom. I work from home, okay? I create my own schedule. If my schedule is crazy busy, it's because I've allowed it to be that way 9 times out of 10, okay? Sometimes it's busy because that's just how the cookie crumbles. But at the same time, I think moms who work outside the home and have kids are absolutely incredible. They blow my mind. I don't know how you guys do it. I really don't. I think I would lose my mind if I had to work outside the home every single day and parent. You guys are amazing. Single moms blow my mind. I know I've said that so many times on this podcast, but it will be true till the day I die. It breaks my heart that we live in a world where moms feel like they can just go after each other and judge each other for the choices that we make. It's not right. Parenting is so hard as it is. Let's be honest. If everyone had the exact same mindset, lived the exact same way, and raised our kids all the same way, we would be like the Borg on Star Trek. Yes, I went there. I went there, okay? I grew up with a mom and a brother who were big Trekkies. If you know what that is, bless you. Don't get me wrong. There's some of the episodes I like, but different topic for a different time. Basically, we would all just be one. We'd be like robots, okay? What would our world be if we were that way? What would our world be if we didn't raise our kids to think for themselves, to have their own thoughts and opinions, to have values? What if I didn't teach my kids right from wrong and I just let them go off the deep end and decide whatever the heck they wanted to do? That's not what I'm supposed to be doing as a mom. And sometimes the things that I'm going to teach my kids are right and wrong, or the values that I'm going to teach my kids are going to be different from the values and rights and wrongs that my neighbor teaches their kids. And that's okay. Because at the end of the day, the two most important things about parenting, and I tell new moms this all the time. Number one, are you actively involved in making choices for your children? Because there are hundreds of parents in this world who aren't. Okay? You want to talk about that? Let's talk about the foster care system. There are hundreds of parents who are not actively making positive, good choices for their children. And that is so sad. So are you actively involved in your child's life in making decisions for them about what is best for them, best for your family, and raising them. Okay, cool. You're a good mom. Number two, this is the hardest one. It is okay to have different opinions than other people, and don't let people scare you off. Because there are going to be people who are going to be really respectful and really nice to you when you have a different opinion. And there are going to be people who are going to be really nasty and in your face and calling you names and saying all kinds of things about you. And I have unfortunately experienced both, and it is not a fun game to play. But what I have learned is that if I'm a mom who is proactively making choices for my children and for my husband and I, our parenting choices and how we raise our children, our foundation is the Bible. And for us, that is the most important foundation. I don't care if you agree with me or not. That's something I've had to work on over the last couple of months. Look, we can be friends and have different opinions, but if you're going to stand there and criticize my faith and tell me that I'm a bad mom because I'm overthinking a holiday because of my Christian faith, not sorry. Like, that's the foundation that I want to raise my kids on. It's important to me. It's important to me because it was important to my parents. And because for 16 years of my life, I chose to push away on that foundation. And I regret it. Because those were 16 years of my life that I wasted having a good relationship with my parents. Because as soon as I made the choice to live a life with a biblical foundation, to live a life based on the principles of the Bible, not my parents' principles, the principles of the Bible. And they got, my parents got their principles from the Bible. My relationship with my parents was a million times different. And so for me as a mom, I want my kids to have the relationship with me growing up that I pushed so hard against when I was younger with my parents. Because I see the value in having a good relationship with my parents. But again, there's my rabbit trail for the day. Basically, long story short, and I think I did a pretty good job of keeping this episode shorter and not rambling too much. We're all going to make choices for our kids. Maybe you don't have kids yet, okay? Maybe this can apply to you in just a decision you're making in your marriage. Maybe if you're not married yet, this can be a decision you're making in your life, okay? Do you know how many decisions I had to make as a single young woman that people were like, are you for real? Like, that's really what you're going to do? Yeah, that's really what I'm going to do. Like, sorry, you don't agree. Okay. As parents, as people, as husband and wife, as a single person, you need to be okay with standing unapologetically for the choices that you make. Sometimes, maybe it's okay to come to someone and be like, please don't judge me, but we don't do this, or we don't do that, or I'm not going to go do this weekend because I just don't feel right about it, or because it's just not something I'm comfortable with. But at the same time, we need to learn to be people that when someone else approaches us and says that to us, that we're receptive, that we're understanding, and that we're respectful of those people. It is not your job to judge someone else for the choices that they make about what their family is or isn't going to do. Okay? Your job is to focus on your family. Now, if there's a genuine problem, or someone is genuinely not safe or in danger, or you really think like, this is really not an okay situation, that's a different story. Okay, sit down and have an adult conversation with that friend over coffee. Tell them that you're concerned. That's what friends do. But when it comes to something like Halloween, or okay, here's a great example that I never understood until I was a mom. I had a really good friend in elementary school. Her parents chose not to have a Christmas tree at Christmas. I never got it. I never understood why someone wouldn't have a Christmas tree, but you know what? Now that I'm a mom making different choices for my kids, I get it. And you know what? That mom is someone who I look to as an example of a mom who I want to be like. She was like a second mom to me. She was very opinionated. And you know what? I love it. I absolutely love it because now she's a role model for me. And her daughter is a mom who is killing it. She's killing it and she's amazing and we're still friends and we still talk. And I love watching her and her parenting style and just gleaning from that. Sometimes parents are going to make choices that you're not going to understand. And unless it's physically putting their child in danger, it's okay to be the friend that stands alongside them and says, hey, I may not understand why you're making this choice, but I support you. And I think you're doing a good job as a mom, or I think you're doing a good job as a dad, or hey, you and your husband are doing really well on this parenting thing together. So as we head into a season, and I think this is important to remember as we head into Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, okay? This can be the most fun time of the year. It can also be the most tense time of the year for a lot of people, okay? I know a lot of people who have severe anxiety about Thanksgiving and Christmas because they have to see family who they may not see eye to eye with. And sometimes their holidays aren't the best because instead of enjoying family, their family is down their back about, well, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? So this holiday season, let me encourage you. Be the friend who looks at your other mom friends, your other friends who are parents, and says, hey, I just want you to know you're doing a great job. Your kids are going to be okay. Someone may not agree with the choice that you made, but your kids are going to be okay. I know I'm going to seek to do that this year, even more than before, especially in a military community where family isn't close. I want to be the kind of friend who looks at my friends and says, hey, you're doing a great job. It's okay if someone doesn't agree with you. You keep going. Middle of the grocery store, you have to discipline your kid. Hey, I'm going to walk right by you and I'm going to go, you go, girl. I really am. Because you know what? It's hard being a parent. It's hard making different choices, but it's okay to make different choices. So don't be discouraged. Don't let someone else rain on your parade. Don't do what I did and let something become so awkward and uncomfortable that it almost gives you anxiety. If something feels uncomfortable to you, if you feel like your family needs to do something that goes against the grain, it's okay to do it. Do it. Go for it. Celebrate it. I know this year we're going to do some different stuff for our kids, and I know I've had some really odd responses about it, and that's okay. That is 100% okay. All right. That's all I've got for today. 36 minutes. I'd say that's pretty darn good. As always, comments, questions, creative criticism, anything you've got. You can shoot us an email at caffeineandchaos3@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at caffeineandchaos3 or find me on Facebook. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Have a great Monday. Power through. First day of the week. Time to start fresh, right? And I will talk to you guys later. Hello. Welcome back. You guys are probably thinking, there was an episode last Monday. Why is there an episode this Monday? Well, you know what? Let's just be real. Planning obviously doesn't work very well for me. And podcasting is just a hobby on the side. So I'm just going to do it whenever my schedule allows. And we're just going to go from there. And I feel like that's just the way that 2020 is kind of unraveling itself before our eyes. But hey, guys. We're in the last week of October, which means that next Monday we'll be in November, which means number one, we're getting into the best time of the year with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming, right? And we only have 2 months left of this year and we can kiss 2020 goodbye. And about you guys, I'm pretty psyched. 2020 has been a very strange year for our family. Not even a complete downer, just strange. And I'm not sure that I will ever want to reflect on 2020 ever again once it's over, just to be real. Now, don't get me wrong. There have been some great things that have happened this year. We got to move to a new country. We got to find a new church that we're really loving. We've finally started to make some friends. We've had some great memories with friends when we first got here. Our experience here hasn't been totally rotten, but overall, the year as a whole has kind of been like, what the heck happened there? Okay, on a scale of A to F, I would definitely give this year a D minus. So, but we're pushing forward. We're almost there. As I said, we're about to enter the best time of the year, my favorite time of the year. I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. You know, in a world of Kardashians, be Cindy Lou Who, because why not? I really need a shirt that says that. I really do. I have a shirt that says just about everything else. So this year, it's on my list to get a shirt that says that, because it's true. My house turns into Whoville. My husband is essentially the Grinch. He does not mind me saying that. He is not a Christmas person at all. He will admit it. He tells me I'm the world's worst gift giver, and I just don't like Christmas. It's not his thing. He will enjoy it in the moment. He'll suck it up and enjoy it, but he doesn't understand my excitement about flocked Christmas trees and lights outside the house. And of course, those are two of the things that he has to put up. And so, you know, it just brings him a little extra joy at the holidays, I'm sure. But on top of it being a weird year, it's been a weird week. When we moved out to Japan, we knew that 3 years really isn't that long of a time, if you think about it. But if you think about it in the aspect of, in 3 years, a lot can happen, okay? We moved out here with a four-month-old, a one-year-old, and a two-year-old. By the time we move back to the United States, they will be almost four, almost five, and almost six. Like, that's a pretty big leap in age. Like, a lot of development happens in those years. And so when we moved out here, we knew our family was going to change a lot in these 3 years and grow. And we knew that our family was going to change. There were going to be new babies. There would be weddings. There would be deaths. There would be job changes, just all kinds of crazy things that when we got home, we would have to kind of be like, okay, let's get our bearings. What's everybody doing now? You know, regroup. I think that was one of the harder pills to swallow with moving out here, was just realizing that a lot can change. And when we get back, it may be a little weird to like recompute the reality that will be the United States and living in the US. But I tried not to think too much about it. But then you get here and things start happening and all of a sudden you're realizing, oh wow, okay, this is really weird. Like, life is still happening and I'm living in a different country. It's almost a little bit like that. You feel like you're in Narnia, like I'm here and nothing's changing back home. But in reality, life is going on back home and you're kind of having to play catch up. It doesn't help that our night is their day and our day is their night. So you feel like you wake up in the morning and you're like catching up with the world too, you know, and what's going on. But this week was a little weird. We kind of had one of those first instances where it really hit you like, okay, you know, things are going to happen while we're gone and we're just going to kind of have to wrap our mind around it and move on. We had two deaths in our family within the last 2 weeks. I just don't handle death well. I don't think anybody really does, if we're being honest. But I grew up understanding very much what death was. Unfortunately, when I was growing up, we had quite a few deaths in the family, but we went through like this 3 or 4 year period of time where we had immediate family members pass away every year around Thanksgiving and Christmas. And that was really hard as a kid because then you'd end up spending the holidays at a funeral instead of celebrating the holiday. And so it just really gave this weird vibe. And so in college, I felt like we were kind of able to get our feet back under us and start celebrating the holiday again. But I've just never handled death well. I hate funerals. I jokingly tell people, hey, I love you. I'm so glad we're friends. But when you die, I probably will not come to your funeral because I hate them so much. That is a joke. Obviously, if I had a friend who passed away, of course I would go to their funeral. But I just really detest them. I cry every single one I go to, whether or not I was related to the person. It's just who I am, you know? It's just how the cookie crumbles. But it's been a little weird trying to process all of it. One of the family members who passed away actually played a really big part in my life growing up. And so it's been kind of weird just trying to process it without being closer to family and not being able to just get on a plane and go home. And on top of it, with everything going on in the world right now, they're choosing to not do a memorial service. So I think that makes it even a little more weird for everyone. But it's definitely, it just feels weird to be in a completely different country when stuff like this happens, because you just, I feel like you process it differently and you grieve differently, and it's just weird. But add on top of it, being a mom and having three young kids who obviously have no understanding of what death is. And I'm so glad they're young enough. They don't have to have that understanding. But the realization is hitting me that my kids are getting older and someday I'm going to have to explain all this to them. And that's going to be a fun time. But anyway, so that's kind of what's been going on in our house this last week. It's been weird, but we were able to take some time on Sunday, really the first time in almost a month and a half. Because I have had cakes every single day for the last month and a half, which has been awesome, but I'm burnt out. So I'm downsizing my order slots for November and December. But Sunday was the first day that we were just kind of able to sit back as a family and just kind of focus on each other and take a deep breath and reset and kind of realize, like, okay, some things have changed in the last 2 weeks. We're taking a deep breath. We're putting our best foot forward for this week, and we're just going to push forward.